You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queercast on the internet. Today is Tuesday, July 26th, 2005. And again, I'm recording this Tuesday evening to be posted on Wednesday. I hope everyone's doing well and you're back to, I know I'm back to normal in terms of the shows because I posted on Monday and Tuesday the two shows that I had taped with the boyfriend on Saturday evening, so there was nothing live or anything new on Monday and Tuesday, just pre-recorded. But on today's show, I wanted to start out by talking about all the email I've gotten. It seems like the boyfriend is awfully popular. He generates a lot of email, but I've also gotten other email, too. Of course, I got email from Peter, who was thanking me for singing him happy birthday on Monday, and the video as well, so I'm glad you enjoyed that, Peter. And then we got some other email from people, and I thought I would mention them. Bert, out in California, I believe he's in California. No, maybe he's in Oregon. Anyway, Bert sent us an email saying how much he enjoyed the interview with Peter last Friday. And he says that his partner, Scott, says that I could be, or no, that I was very diplomatic in my questioning. What else did he say here? Oh, Peter, Bert has a question just for you. The question is that he and his partner are going to Dresden, Germany in November, and they'd like to know if you have any recommendations on what to see or do while there. Are you anywhere near Dresden, Germany? So, Peter, if you could shoot me an email with that, I will pass it on to Bert. Thank you, Bert, for the message, and hopefully I'm sure Peter will. He'll get back to me. And then we got a message from Einerle. Oops, I said it wrong. Einerle. I'll get it right eventually. And interestingly, he began his message by saying, "This is an NRN message." And I didn't know what that means, but he writes in there, "It means no reply necessary." So I didn't reply to him. But he was saying how much he enjoyed the show and with Peter, and how fluent he is with another language, which I don't speak another language. And he says he's going to be checking out Skype soon and to hopefully tell me about his story about his stalker. So, Einerle, I look forward to catching up with you on Skype and hearing that story about your stalker. And he says he had a few too many glasses of wine, so he's being a little silly. So thanks for the message. And then I got a couple messages from Luke in Seattle. Luciano, I should say. He wrote to say that he would like to claim to be my first European listener. Now, to explain that, he's from Italy and born and raised in Rome, and he, even though he's been away from the country for 10 years, and living in Seattle for 5, he likes to think that he was my first European listener. So I don't know if we can say that because Peter was listening to me way back at the beginning. So I don't know how long you've been listening, Luciano. But, you know, everyone's a listener. I'm just glad everyone's listening. And that I have an international audience. I'm glad to hear that. And Luciano, I should say, sent us a picture of himself. And he's a rather good-looking man, I must say. So if I ever get around to creating a listener photo page, I will certainly be adding that to the page. And anyone else who would like to send me their picture to add to that page, I would be more than happy to create a page. I know I've got pictures from Beth and from Peter and now Luciano and, well, I think there's somebody else, but I can't remember. We have 4 or 5, so anybody else who'd like to, that would be nice. And then we got 2 emails from a new listener, Greg, in Connecticut. And Greg says that in the first email, he said how much he enjoys my ordinary show and that I don't talk about all these double entendre, sexual innuendo kind of things. And he says that I could easily become the NPR of queer podcasting. I thought that was awfully nice of him to say. Thank you, Greg. And then, of course, he listened to the shows on Monday and Tuesday where the boyfriend and I were getting all sexual and cussing and burping and stuff. So then I got another email from him, and he was giving me quite a hard time about it, saying that he said, do I feel bad now, remorseful? No, because I think I warned you that those two shows were going to be like that, Greg. So in any case, I'm just glad you're listening and glad you're a new listener, and welcome. And for that matter, welcome to any people who are new who have found me from iTunes. I appreciate you listening. This podcast right now is kind of just like a catch-up, talking about the email. I've got some PodSafe music to play. I had a photo shoot on Sunday, and I got a CD in the mail. But right now, I'd like to play some PodSafe music. And this PodSafe music is by Wendy Sue. And the album is called Homegrown, and the song is called Suffer the Loss. And I got permission from DJ Come of Age to play it, and actually I got the actual song from Wendy Sue herself. She actually sent me an email with the MP3 file. So thank you, Wendy Sue, and I will put a link on the show notes to Wendy Sue's website where you can hear more of her songs and order her CD. So let's listen to this song, and then you can be the judge. I kind of like it.
Sometimes, 'cause love ain't always what you thought it should be. Let it in, but please let it go away. If I'm not for you and if you're not for me, I got a feeling it's time to let go, but I'm not sure. I think you know what I mean. I'm feeling lost in this world of love when all I want is for you to hold on.
You don't even try. Usually you want the best for me, but your love ain't the same. Baby, seems that you don't even try. Usually you want the best for me, but your love ain't the same. Baby, always thought that this would last forever.
I'm going to let that go ahead and play out while I talk some more. So thank you, Wendy Sue, for the song Suffer the Loss on her album Homegrown. Thank you very much. And thank you to DJ Come of Age for hooking me up with Wendy Sue to get that music. I did want to talk about the photo shoot I had on Sunday. On Sunday, my artist friend Bob and I, or Bob worked out getting a model for Sunday, and we had this I was a little confused. I thought it was a different guy, but it ended up being this like young 22-year-old guy, kind of thin, dark hair, and he posed for us, and Bob and I took several hundred pictures, and after a couple hours we were done. But I had been getting emails about getting my male nude photographs back online, so I decided that I would go ahead and do that and add a few photos from Sunday's shoot. So if you go to my blog, which is, my regular website, archer.com, and of course I'll put a link in the show notes. And click on my flower photography button. You can click on men and see all the, at least what I consider some of my best nude male photographs. So you can check those out. And I'm sure, well, I do. I know I have another shoot coming up this next weekend, so I'll have more to add later. But right now, that's what I have on there, and you can enjoy them. And I should also put a link to Bob's. Bob is an artist, and he takes his photography where he photographs people, guys, well, men and women, and he turns his work into art, and he sells it on eBay and has his own website and stuff, so I'll have to put a link on that show. I know I've done that before, but I can do it again. So, and the other thing I want to talk about was today I got a CD in the mail from DJ Come of Age. I guess I should have talked about that when I was talking about the song, but he sent me the CD of, it's called Hidden Souls 2 by Slow Mo, and some cards. I guess they're like promotional cards to hand out to people promoting the CD. So thank you, DJ Come of Age. And of course, I'll put a link on the show notes for his website. So let's see what else has been happening this week. Today's Tuesday. It's Wednesday for you because you're listening to it. But it's only Tuesday, but I'm dead tired because I have had a million things to do this week. As you know, I'm taking a class, and I have 3 more days left, and of course there's a little project for the class that I have to do, so I'm busting my butt trying to get everything done by Friday, because of course you have to present your information that you've gathered, and any other thing too is I have to work with another person in class, and we don't live anywhere near each other, so it's not like we're going to get together and actually do stuff together, so we're doing it on our own and then communicating through email, and we'll get it together by Friday. But I will be glad when that class is over, because it's just a bunch of little projects and little work things you have to do, and I haven't done any of the reading for the class. Luckily, this is not a graded class. It's just pass-fail, so. Let's see what else is up. The space shuttle took off today for the first time in 2.5 years, and I was glad to see that it safely soared into space. I didn't get to watch on TV, though, because I was in class. And let's see what else. Not a whole lot. Oh, for those of you who listened to this earlier in the day, I hope to be on Skype tomorrow afternoon, which would be... Okay, for those of you who are listening to this on Wednesday, it will be Wednesday afternoon, probably around 2 or 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So if you're on Skype and you want to chat and have me record it for an upcoming show, get on Skype and... send me a message for Archer Radio, and maybe we can have a conversation and record it for the show. And let's see, I also wanted to mention all the comments on the website. Thank you for all the comments. I know from Beth and Homer and Harry and who else? There seemed to be, I think I got like 6 comments on Monday's show with the boyfriend, and then 3 or 4 from the video. If you haven't seen the video, I don't know if everybody's able to see that. I don't know if the Windows version of iTunes lets you see the video, because I posted a video of the boyfriend and I being silly and singing Happy Birthday to Peter, and I posted that on Monday afternoon, and we got a couple comments from that. So, yeah. I think that's all for today. So, tonight I'll be watching, which isn't on yet, Big Brother, and see... who, let's see, what's, Kacer nominated Maggie and James for eviction. So I guess tonight we'll see who wins the power of veto. I think that's what happens tonight. So I'll be watching that, of course. And I still have on the DVR, I still have 6 Feet Under to watch from Sunday. So, oh, you know what I did watch? I taped two movies on DVR. One was called The Village, a couple years ago, and not a couple years ago, I guess it was out last fall. It was a pretty good movie. It wasn't nearly as scary or as gory as they made all the advertisements out to be, but it was pretty good. And then just today I watched, because I taped it, I recorded it last night, was Shaun of the Dead, which was like a, I don't know, I really wouldn't call it a parody, but like a takeoff of Dawn of the Dead, but it was about this British guy named Sean who saves his girlfriend from the zombies. It was pretty good, too. So that's all for the movies and television. And let's see, I think that's all. So thank you all for your emails. Keep them coming, and your comments. Keep posting them on the website. Of course, feel free to vote for me on podcastally.com. I think I'm like 133 or something. So, and I guess that's all. So until next time, boys and girls, bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.